Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Live from Hot Topic Studios.
Welcome to the Odd Cast Show.
What don't you fucking understand?
And now, for the news.
I am Dusty Angel. Here with my dude, Robert. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Dusty?
Next to Robert, we have
what it do, baby booze? I'm good. I'm high.
What it do already. I love it.
Live from Pod Talker Studios, welcome to The Odd Cast, live with Dusty Angel.
They're screwing somebody else. You can watch all the fucking porn you want. Apparently our dollar is just doing shitty all over the world, and they're predicting that in 2 years it'll be $7 a gallon. This story this week, just, I love it. I can't get enough of it. A fight breaks out in Denny's between two girls over maple syrup.
But are white guys usually scary guys?
Yes, because blacks and Mexicans steal. So someone needs to watch them. On that note, should we get the fuck out of here? Our girl Desi is having another herpes outbreak tonight.
Can do it.
You saw the movie. We can do it, man. She said, "Puede." That is an honest, Dusty moment. Any guy out there who disagrees with me is a fucking liar.
Like, Desi,
I'll make you a sandwich, honey.
Nice. Hello.
It's more like girly, but tomboyish at the same time, and I still get hit on. Dusty, yes. I'm here, guys. How you doing? Welcome to the Oddcast.
That's not how I sound.
Yes, guys.
Screw you.
Screw
you.
Hey, screw you, guys. That's not how I sound. It's starting to burn. I'm like, it burns really bad. My vagina's on fire. I'm like, I need to get out of here.
Okay.
And the one in the little bikini looks like Respucia now.
He probably would.
I got some cum.
Yeah. You, you rich bitch.
Eat my cum, bitch. Oh, I love being a girl.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I would not want to be a guy, honestly.
And Robert.
I'm sorry.
The floor's all wet. She's picking her ass
like,
in the car.
She's like, I'm sorry. I'll clean it up.
And it was a little bit sharp, and she was going to town, and it cut her on the inside, and with all the thrusting of the cucumber, it's freaking. Like, you know what it is?
What's
it's
that?
Like a giant table-sized iPad.
I'm right there with you, and then you start.
So that's asking. Automatically the first thing that comes out of your mouth. When, girl, we good friends Bro, today.
You know what? I could be honest.
And we went out, and I received some oral attention.
Does that mean, like, guys are really hung back then? If your husband loves blowjobs, you better fucking learn to love that shit.
Urethra.
And now, here they are, The Odd Cast.
Now, Robert, the first thing I noticed about you, dude, I'm going to say when I saw you today was that you have a scab on your nose. Now,
he's been up Tim's ass.
No, he's been doing some kinky shit. I'm picturing Tim was doing some crazy shit to you, and you got that's a rug burn. That has rug burn. I've given many a girl
You always have to go there. You really, 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 sorry.
I'm
always
just keeping
have
it real.
To go there.
I'm just keeping it real, dude.
Were you like bent over like halfway off the bed and your nose was just like touching the floor as he was, you know?
Are you really want the mental
image?
No,
I don't want the mental image.
You really want
but,
the
well,
mental
image? Well, I mean, it's
like
obvious. I know what two gay people do. You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
No, I had a pimple on my nose.
Yeah,
I picked at it. And this is what happened.
And this dry stuff in the side of my mouth is fucking spit.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Well, if we sound a little different, it's because we're hanging out at Champagne Studios.
Champagne Studios.
Robert's behind the boards of someone else's studio today, so bear
if
with
I
him.
If I fuck up, it's just go with it,
yeah.
Okay?
It's sad because we're at Champagne Studios, and I can't even have any champagne because I drank myself out. My kidney's killing me.
That's horrible,
Desi. Well, it's not that bad right now. I've been drinking water all day, but seriously, like, I can't believe, like, oh, no. not again.
It's like your liver said, fuck it. So now your kidney's like, dude, my turn for the abuse.
It's probably from not drinking so much water and just being drunk for like 3 days straight in a row. I mean, really fucked up, like Four Locos and shots and all. Usually I'm a beer person, but fuck.
No, dude, that Four Loco, that shit's gangster. That Four Locos will.
Oh,
hey, two Four Locos later.
I had half. Barely half of a Four Loco,
uh-huh.
And I was feeling fucked up.
Those shits will get you, dude. Those shits will get you. That's why they're illegal,
To stop drinking it because we were going out to a club later.
Uh-huh.
Or to a bar. And so I had to stop drinking the Four Locos so that I could be okay to get to the bar.
Yeah, see, I can't drink that shit because it makes me feel like a hummingbird on coke or something.
Tried two Four Locos later, and I'm in between my friends.
Damn.
For like ever. I don't even know what the fuck happened.
I'm really not surprised.
I know. It just happened. I woke up like, what the fuck? Oh, fuck.
Who that?
Actually, I woke up and like, I look under the covers, and she has no pants, and I'm like, oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, should we introduce our great, great guest who we finally get to have. We had him on a show a long time ago, but go ahead.
I said he met me at LA Pride last year or 2 years ago, and I was going at it literally on the floor with my friend.
See,
that's so bad. It sounds like such a whore.
That's how people remember you. And Langdon, that was one of the first things that he mentioned. I said his name. Why don't we give a nice Oddcast welcome to our good friend? He gave us our studio today to hang out with them today. Give it up for Langdon from Langdon Nation.
Yay! Woo! I love you guys. Hello, Oddcasters.
Now, I can't pronounce your last name, so I'm not even going to butcher it. Is it Bassage?
Very good, Bassage.
Is that what is that again now?
It's French.
French.
It's Cajun.
Right.
My family's from the Bayou.
As in black French.
There's a mixture in my family. Yeah, most of it's a lot of Irish and white guys, but there's some Native American, and there, of course, is some black up in my family. As in so many American families.
And that wasn't a dirty joke.
Speaking of blacks and Mexicans, you brought a couple people with you.
I brought one of each. I am the World Health Organization. I'm like the equal opportunity hooker. I'm gonna bring everything to you. So today, you know, to make up for my faggotry, I figured I would bring two male studs, one from each other color. Alfie Olsen, my fabulous co-host.
What up, Alfie?
Podcasters, this is so awesome. I feel like I have come home to the most dirtiest, yes, sensuous, explorative.
It gets crazy. We're only 10 minutes in.
Rabbit hole.
Everyone knows my whole fucking sex life, I swear.
Notice she Freudian slipped like a mother. My old suck.
I know, right? I almost wanted to say suck.
She tried to say fuck and suck life, and she meant fuck and suck life.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
Shit. Or lick, whatever.
And who else did you bring with you, Langdon?
Also, our incredible intern, Dan Marquez.
What's up, everybody?
What
How you
up?
Doing? My pants are buzzing.
I recognize Dan from Facebook. Like, me and him have hit each other on Facebook up a couple times. Am I correct to
no,
say
yeah,
that?
Yeah. No, okay. You're right.
Okay, cool. We're good. Cool.
Are we friends?
I don't think we are. Okay. We should be, though.
Well, then add me.
All right. I will.
Awesome. I think everybody
God, rewind 10 years. Friend me. Add me. What the fuck are you talking about?
What's up with that shit?
Don't forget to Twitter me. Yeah, what the fuck? You want me to play with what?
Yeah, I'm going to twat you later.
Yeah.
Twat me later.
Fucking asshole. That's my girlfriend. Fuck you. That is crazy. So what the hell have you been up to, Langdon, since the last time we saw you, man?
Craziness and goodness. Damn. You know, doubling our numbers, which is awesome, which I know you guys have also done.
That's dope.
Both of our shows, I think it's fabulous, are just kind of, you know, blowing up, getting more popular. Yeah. Having fun. So just the crazy wackadoodle life of trying to bring on great celebrity guests. We've been getting bigger and bigger guests. So usually, you know, pretty much at least 4 times a month, because we do 2 shows a week.
Uh-huh.
You know, at least 4 times a month, if not more, we'll have like, you know, a celebrity on. And then we'll try to do like our Just Us shows where Alfie will come in and tell us about his crazy life. Or, you know, we have the beautiful Nicole, who's one of our beautiful co-hosts, and we call her Double D because her...
I've noticed.
Love, very large.
Love Double D. She's a sweetheart.
I love being short because I'm always at that length on any girl. And if I'm dancing with her all night, I'm just like in between. I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
You're at nipple level,
oh,
Destiny,
yeah, awesome.
Right?
Yes. I won't. I'll wear my flats and they can just wear their little heels, or they're always taller anyway.
That is perfect. And, it, you know, it brings me to an important question that I have about myself. I'm not sure why I love boobies so much either.
They're pretty. That.
Rob loves tits too. It's like it,
no,
they're
I don't.
Universal.
I don't care for them myself. But no, my but boyfriend like loves boobs.
Oh, I love boobs. So I'm gay, right? That's the whole point. Langdon Nation is not a gay show. We love it. You know, we like to say we're saving the world one dirty joke at a time.
There you go.
And I cannot help it. I love boobs.
They're
so
beautiful.
Destiny comes over. I'm like, wow. Dan's wife with her boobies hanging. Like, there's major spillage. I like spillage.
There's some boobs over there, isn't there?
Damn it, I should have worn a low-cut blouse.
My wife is sexy and hot.
She is very sexy and hot.
And see, he could say that because he's gay. I'm thinking it. Definitely, definitely hot.
Feel free to say it.
Okay, she's definitely hot.
I love that Dan is the kind of guy that's like, that's totally cool. You can totally tell me my wife is hot.
It's a compliment, right? Like, I love walking into a room and guys check out my girl. It's the greatest feeling.
Yes.
I'd rather them to check her out than not check her out.
It's a money saver, too. Buy her drinks.
Thank you.
Oh, true to have.
And you get the spillage.
Her to the bar.
And you get the spillage. You know?
She goes to the bar, you sit, and she brings the drinks. Exactly.
That's right.
There you go, because us dumb guys, we're so fucking dumb tits are Thursday.
Booby.
My boss, my manager ran a red light when I mentioned the word boobs. I was telling him about a story with boobs, and I said boobs, and there goes the red light. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, I said boobs on. He's like, yeah, my brain just shut off. I'm like, damn. I'm going to use that next time I ask for money from some guy. Like, can I borrow $20 from boobies?
There you go.
Yeah, here.
I love it because your IQ's dusty, Alfie. Oh, your IQ's dropped so sharply.
They start thinking with the head down below.
Sadly, they do. And I've said this time and time again, women should rule the world for that simple reason. The
vagina power.
Exactly. Amen. Dude, it's a powerful thing. It's so powerful. And you guys are lucky. You guys are lucky.
Yes, it's like an ATM machine. Credit card. Oh, you're giving me this. Thank you.
If it's like an ATM, then what is the password?
Please, because I want to fucking
What is your PIN number, Destiny? I'd like to know.
Yeah.
6 digits. Oh.
Two Heinekens and some weed.
A couple beers later, maybe some weed, a girl. Then you get in there. Like, I brought everything. I brought some alcohol and a girl. Okay, here's the fucking combination.
Why don't we take care of some business and then really get into it?
Yeah, let's do that, because it's getting kind of hot.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut. Not tonight, the Las Vegas one.
Whoops. See, there you go. You got it, Rob.
Now for the news.
There you go.
Yeah, what the
You got it.
Okay.
That was not my fault.
Different studio.
Different
it's
studio.
Okay. All right, let's see. This was my favorite story of the week, because this is probably how I don't want to be found by my son or by anybody who loves me, but... And
thank God there's not a lot of people that do.
Oh, God. No,
right?
No. Dude.
You're lucky.
Please. Please, dude. This I don't. Oh God, I pray every night that I don't get caught like this. An Arkansas weatherman was found in a hot tub with a dead man wearing a dog collar.
Are you saying you've done that before?
No, I'm saying I never. I'm just saying That's nobody wants to be caught like that.
But
dude.
How do you get caught? Okay, well, go on. I get you.
Let's see. An Arkansas weatherman, Brett Cummins, is at the center of a Cummins, exactly. Cummins is at the center of a bizarre case after he was discovered in a hot tub with a dead man naked, wearing a dog collar around his neck. Cummins could face charges on drug use and possession, because it says that Cummins reportedly took him to a mutual friend's house and they drank and used cocaine. And it basically said the three men went to sleep, but when one of the men who owned the house woke up, he went to the jacuzzi and saw the Arkansas weatherman with a dead dude next to him.
Oh, my God.
With a dog collar around his neck. Wow.
Kinky. Talk about a fetish, right?
Wow.
I think that's how you get rid of, like, gay people when they get older, right? Like, you guys have a dog in the forest. You're like, go, boy, have fun. You're like, oh, come on, go out dancing. Yeah. Like, you got an old guy has a house, nails. Get some blow. Get in the bathtub. Wear this dog collar.
It's like natural selection, only accelerated.
Yes.
Just how to eliminate the gay population. There's too many of us. There can only be so much fabulousness. So we've got to take some of them out. We're going
to
take the kinky ones
Saturday
out.
Routine.
Yeah, Robert's like, oh, is he telling
one at a time.
Telling a story about me.
Dusty, what did I tell you about doing that?
I know. But seriously, if you're going to, you know, overdose on coke, leave the dog collar at home. Please.
Or at least take it off his neck. Fuck.
Please leave it at home.
All right. So a man was arrested for having sex with an inflatable pool raft.
Pool. Oh, I was like, damn, hold on. Wait, inflatable. But pool raft? Okay.
A repeat public indecency offender has been arrested for engaging in sexual activity with a pink inflatable swimming pool raft.
Jesus.
The man was arrested after he was spotted in the act in an alley behind a residence. A male witness who owns the raft and lives in the home near the alley told police he shouted at the suspect to stop. The man then took the raft and fled.
That's my raft, I fuck.
When police caught up with him, he admitted to the crime and begged for help. He advised officers that he was doing it, but only because he had a problem and that he needs help.
Oh, please.
And please don't send him to prison, but send him somewhere else to get help. The man, who remains at the Hamilton City Jail, has been arrested at least 5 times for similar offenses.
Are you kidding, Dell? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Lock him under the jail.
Most recently, in 2008.
Lock him under the jail, please.
Okay, is this like another fetish thing?
Oh, yeah. This was playing in his head when he was just humping that pink grass.
Oh, he's so horny.
Along with that sliding rubber sound.
Yeah. Jesus.
That sound, yeah.
He couldn't take the raft
home. He got rubber burn.
I might have to bring you a really bad one, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Mom accused of gluing toddler's hands to wall.
Oh, Mom. Come on.
For
mother
real.
Mother dearest.
A Jesus. Mother is accused of gluing her 2-year-old daughter's hands to a wall and then beating her with a belt as a potty training punishment.
Jesus Christ.
This is not how you... That's teach your cool. kids how to, like, not pee-pee on the floor. The toddler actually remains in critical condition in hospital as of this past Friday. Yeah. Ooh. The girl's grandmother called police when she found the girl unresponsive at the family's home in Dallas.
Damn.
The child's aunt said that her niece has a concussion, a broken leg, and ribs, and that her body is basically covered in ribs. I mean, covered in bruises.
Dusty. Wow.
I know. Why did you put the fuck?
Fuck you guys.
You just totally dropped the mood.
That's horrible. I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about why did I pick this news story?
Can we have a moment of silence?
For the little girl's hands? Her gluey hands?
You fucking asshole.
She's in critical condition.
No, I know. And why'd you guys have to point that out? No, that's a sad story.
It
and I've
is.
Said this before, and I'll say it again. I think, call me dictator Dusty all you want, but I think people should have to have a psych test before they have kids.
Bingo!
Thank you.
You have to have a license to go fishing.
Thank you.
For the love of Jesus. Can I cuss on your show?
You can cuss.
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
Thank you, Langdon.
For
Jesus.
Fuck's sake.
Listen, people.
Oh, my God. You have to have a... there is a height requirement to ride go-karts.
Thank you.
Like, let's at least have some kind of a bar set for childhood.
To procreate.
Alfie has a kid.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You have a kid, Dusty. There is something clearly wrong with our country when Alfie Olsen and Dusty Angel have children.
The two only half black guys. Yeah. Hey, together, you guys make one.
I know.
I'd like
one
to see that.
One white guy, one solid black guy. Yeah. The two of them fight it out.
We're at the black limit in the in Langdon.
Oh, there is
studio.
No black limit.
No,
in the studio.
No, because outside it's a lot of Jewish cats walking around.
No, this is really mixed. So where we live is really racially mixed. So
really?
Lots of Latinos, lots of white, Caucasian, or Jewish, but lots of African American.
Because it's like a project, but I don't feel like I'm gonna get like
mugged,
robbed.
Raped.
But I feel like my identity is gonna get stolen.
Well,
so I don't want to use my ATM.
You're gonna get gentrified all over. Like, oh man, get that off my face.
Yeah, you know.
There's no bars on the window, so it's not the project.
No, it's really nice.
Speaking of neighbors, a neighbor asked permission to dump body in a trash can.
What?
Yes. Uh-oh. See, the decency of today's youth is still vibrant.
Yeah. Nice.
Police arrested a 20-year-old man in connection with the body of a teenager found in a garbage bin near the man's home. The man was taken into custody after he asked his neighbors if he could use their trash can to throw away a body. Police later checked in the bin and found the body of a 16-year-old victim. The investigators booked the man into Pierce County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder.
God, how did that conversation go?
I know. Excuse me, sir. Neighbor, I don't need sugar this time, but can I use your trash can?
Let me tell you what. He's like,
up a body.
You probably got a dead body, don't you? You need to throw in my trash can?
Okay.
Alfie.
You got
An autopsy was conducted and revealed the 16-year-old boy had died of a gunshot wound to the head.
Damn.
Detectives believe the victim and the suspect knew each other, but were investigating the connection and what led to the deadly shooting. While investigating, the officer spotted the 20-year-old man coming out of the nearby apartments
and took him into custody for questioning. He gave the detective several accounts of what happened. Police are still investigating.
But that was nice. That shows that we're living in a society where people at least ask before they can.
Manners. Sure. I am all about manners, Dusty.
Me too. And I kind of
sure. Go ahead and deposit the bottle.
Hell no! I would have dumped it and like not told them so they can get accused of it.
Yeah, right.
Just call really the police.
Do you think he was on drugs?
Had to be. Look, Mama
would
told
you
me.
Go ask somebody to
hey, Jeffrey Dahmer got like, yeah, I'm just chopping up some people. And like, oh, go ahead, fine.
Fire it. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Oh, life just gets better for some people. And worse. Drunk woman drives to cop station to pick up her drunk boyfriend. Yep. Says cops arrested. Yes, an 18-year-old man after complaints he was stumbling around and yelling at people. When speaking with officers, he was barely able to stand and smell strongly of alcohol. He really didn't know where he was. He then became confrontational and hostile, so they took him to jail. About a half hour later, his 19-year-old girlfriend showed up at the police to pick him up. While speaking, the police noticed that she had a strong scent of alcohol coming from her mouth as well. They asked her how she got there. She said, I got here in a cab. They looked on the security camera and saw that she actually drove up into the parking lot in her car.
A Pinto.
They arrested her.
Aww.
The moral of the story is if you're going to pick up somebody drunk, why are you going to? Don't drink.
Park the car around the street and say you walk there and you're picking him up.
Yeah, we're going to catch the bus home.
Really? Isn't it funny, you guys? I love that you do the news on the Oddcast. When you really do sift through the daily news stories, you really see kind of how stupid we are as people.
Oh, yes. I talk about that all the time. Oh. I say people are sheep. And
I can't
just
stand
like
people.
These are the ones we...
Is that why you're always fucking animals, Alfie?
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's illegal in one of these states as long as the animal's what, under 30
under 40
pounds?
Washington
30 pounds. State, as long as the animal is under 40 pounds, you can have sex.
You can
with
have sex with it.
Yep.
So
if it's over 40 pounds, it's against
Florida. Finally, a politician that looks at my needs. Finally.
Yeah, so move to Washington.
It's Florida, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's Florida. But Florida didn't have that. But Florida didn't have a law against child...
They just passed the law against child, like...
Endangerment.
Something or other.
Because of the Casey Anthony.
But they got the sheep fucking, they got that covered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They didn't have child endangerment, but if you fuck a sheep, it's against the law. But child endangerment is not against the law
it wasn't
in Florida
against
until
the law.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is where I grew up.
Yeah, really.
That's where Casey, that's the reason why she's not in jail right
wait,
now.
Are you regretting that you never fucked an animal under 40 pounds?
No. Because okay. I love fucking animals that are like 80 to 180.
Oh, I got it.
He likes a little cushion for the push.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's really good. I like that. And then by then, the horns are bigger, so then I can grab onto the horns and the rack, and that's all good. No, my family's from Alabama, but I grew up in South Florida,
really?
And it never ceases to amaze me how often my people can embarrass
me. Oh, it is, right? I feel that way every time I go to IHOP and some black person makes
or a Denny's and someone gets shot.
Fuck,
like,
exactly. I'm like, why my people? I actually feel happy when it's a white person. No, you know, no. Right? I'm like, oh yes, it wasn't a black person. Fuck. Woo! Chalk one up for the black
one. Let's see. A woman allegedly called ex-boyfriend 65,000 times in a year.
What the fuck?
Talk about clingy.
But I love you.
A 42-year-old woman has been charged with stalking after she allegedly called her ex-boyfriend 65,000 times, which is 178 times a day.
Oh, fuck.
No, that cannot be true.
If you divide it, that sounds like it's about right, yeah.
Sounds the 62-year-old victim, oh boy.
Damn.
Filed a police complaint due to the persistent phone calls. Police arrested the suspected stalker, seizing several cell phones and computers from her home. A spokeswoman said the woman argued to judges at a preliminary hearing that she had a relationship with the man and the number of calls she placed to him wasn't excessive. The court disagreed and ordered her not to contact him again.
Wow. Like, in the history of calling,
damn,
you have made more calls than China, okay? In the history of China having phones. So we're going to go ahead and say, yeah, it's excessive.
And
this
you know
is
what
happens when they introduce unlimited minutes.
That and some people just don't get the hint.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't pick up the first 10,000 calls, I'm not going to pick up on the next 10, 20, 30, okay? Like, seriously.
I would love to hear, I think there could be a whole A, album, or B, reality show of just the mixes of those messages that she left. What
I
could
know,
they have sounded
dude.
Like?
Thank you, dude. Oh, my God.
So, I'm just going to go get some coffee right now. Just thought I was thinking of you. Let you know what I was doing. Okay, well, call me back.
I went to take a Beep. Shower. I thought I heard the phone ring, just making sure you didn't call. Hey, give me a call back.
So, I heard the song come on and reminded me of you. So, I just thought I'd call and let you know. that hey, I was thinking of you. Okay, hey, call me back.
I heard Mr. Telephone Man from New Edition, and I thought about you, so call me back.
I know you're busy. I know that's why you don't call back. It's not like I expect you to call back all the time. I mean, I know that you're away and everything, and I just think what you're doing is so amazing for our country and stuff, and oh my God, I pray for you all the time, and I know you're not going to call me back, but I'm just going to keep on leaving you these messages because I really, really love you.
And it goes to, you fucking asshole, why did you do this to me? I loved you. Call me fucking back.
Hey, I still love you. I know that last message was a little crazy, but I still love you, okay? Call me back. Bye.
Hey, I thought I said to call me back. You didn't call me back. Why didn't you call me back? I'm going to go over there and cut your penis off and put it in the garbage disposal.
Oh,
you don't think I can? You don't think I can?
I'm just kidding. I love you. Call me back.
LOL.
LOL. Smidges.
Just kidding. Like, seriously.
And now, it's time for Desi's Entertainment News.
This is my favorite part. It's when you have all the dirt.
Wow, that was the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah, because this is the first time you're ever going to do it,
too. This is the first of entertainment news.
That's the first you've ever...
All I ever do is just read celebrity fucking bullshit. But so I got this one. I don't know if you guys heard about Kim Kardashian's whole mystery tape buyer.
No, so this is new.
Somebody wants to buy Kim Kardashian's tape of her sex tape, and take it off the market. So let me tell you. It says Kim K is not the mystery buyer, because actually people thought she was a mystery buyer, that's trying to yank the infamous sex tape off the market. The buyer will reveal his identity if the deal is done, and will explain for once and for all why he or she wants to pull the tape off
the
market.
It's Ray J.
No, it's not Ray J. He actually wants a piece of the money if they do. The asking price is $30 million.
Damn,
no.
Are you kidding me?
Who wants $30 million to see Ray J? Oh,
no,
me.
Wait, Cart-
no, I have that DVD. It sucks. Okay, it's like, and first off, Ray J has an ugly dick. It's got like this weird freaking vein on it that's pointed in another direction.
You would like it.
And the
you
video,
think I would like it, Robert? Like, yeah, I trust you.
Honestly, the video is not even that good. Kim is a faker. She's like, I'm about to come.
But that's what guys, that's
no,
what
it's
guys
horrible.
Like it. Straight guys like that stuff.
She looks like a lame fuck. She just laid there.
I don't care. She can lay there all
she got
she
titty
wants.
Fucked and swallowed.
Oh, hey, I got it. I have never.
Oh, good
I
for
got
her. Yeah. Yeah. I need to see this tape.
Same here.
Will you come? I need.
I gotta look for it. I can come too, but I gotta look for it. But
I want to see that.
I gotta find it. But so,
lame fucks though. Not
not fun. No, true. I don't care how sexy.
Right. I know been, guys will take any port in a storm, but don't you want her to have a little flexion?
I haven't heard that in a while.
Please, you.
I've
have
had
to.
A girl just lay there once, and I was like, "This is lame. Yeah. I'm just gonna do this and get it over with."
It's whack.
Yeah, it was just whack. It was like nothing. No emotion.
Cool. I just want to make sure I was okay because.
Anyways, on to the next thing. Another Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, get him.
Yeah, Jess. For you, him, just Jess. For what you said, you
fucking
son of a bitch,
heartless bastard.
It says Amy Winehouse may have died from a detox seizure.
Thank
we
you.
We will most likely never know exactly how Amy Winehouse died. Her dad, Mitch Winehouse, however, believes he may know what happened. According to Mitch, Amy may have suffered from an overdose from her anti-anxiety drug that resulted in seizure during her detox. No illegal drugs were found in Amy's
Thank you, Robert.
System when she died. Hopefully we will know when they do a final cause of death, or and it will be determined when they do official inquest next month in London.
Thanks. When did she die, by the way? I'm sorry. Am I out of news?
Amy what? Dude, like 2 months ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You're about as heartless as Rob is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I had your feeling when it happened, and people got mad at
fuck
me.
Fuck her.
Well, yeah, because he's like, oh, she was just a crackhead. Blah
she
blah. Died. Like,
I don't judge
her.
She
was.
I don't look. I didn't try to get off the crack. Yeah. She tried to get off the crack, and then she died.
She tried to do the right thing, Robert.
Exactly. So it's not her fault. Her body, we know, went into a seizure for it.
No.
So,
I apologize.
I was
that,
more upset when Brittany Murphy died. I gotta tell you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She was hot.
I apologize.
Sex scene in 8 Mile.
Artist.
All right. Amy Winehouse did not die of an overdose.
Thank you. You're apologizing.
However, she still was a crack whore. I do not.
Nobody
take that
said
back
she
at
was
all.
A whore. You don't even know when she opened and closed her legs.
And that's all subjective and relative and all that.
You're so judgmental.
Anyway,
what else, Ryan? On,
I got my last story at Jersey Shore. Guido's with the situation.
Oh no.
It says situation says Abercrombie and Fitch is ripping me off, or Abercrombie, whatever they're fucking called. The situation is returning returning to fire in the war with A&F, claiming the clothing company has repeatedly tried to exploit his good name. Now he's demanding for them to back the hell off. If you recall about the conflict about a month ago when A&F publicly offered to pay the situation not to wear their clothing.
Yep.
Days later, the Stitch claimed he never received such an offer. What's ironic is that A&F previously marketed t-shirts clearly inspired by Jersey Shore. One that read GTL and the other the Fituation.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Those corporate bastards.
Yeah. I wish somebody would pay me not to wear their clothes. I'm like, fine, easy. Sure, just give me the money. It's like free money.
Exactly. And has Jersey Shore not, like, there's been more douchebaggy guys
around? Yeah, I think so.
Because of that, right? It's like, it's bringing the douchebag.
I think it's fostering
well,
the douche.
A lot of guys want to look like those guys from then. It's like, no, that's not attractive. I don't like greasy, muscly group.
Yes,
you know,
steroid dudes.
Gorillas, whatever they're called.
Like Robert and fucking Langdon over there jacking off. Who doesn't like this?
I do not find Guido attractive at all.
You don't really? No, you can't do Guidos? No Guidos?
Absolutely not. No Guidos.
No Guidos. No Guidos.
If you're from Jersey and you're Italian and da-da-da-da-da, or that's fine. It's like the hyperbole. It's taking it to that angry, ugly, hugely expansive, ridiculous place.
Really, right? It's like really
ludicrous.
Yeah, I'd fuck Snooki.
Would
you really? Fuck anything?
No, I would not fuck anything. Let's not throw that out there, Destiny.
Tell me three things you would not fuck, Dusty.
There's a good question.
Robert, Langdon, and Dan.
Oh, but you'd fuck Alfie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's because he's black.
I know, right? See, I hate that whole black thing.
Uh-huh.
Black brothers.
Because they're brothers, right?
We see?
Black people ain't gay. We don't do that stuff.
They on the down low.
I have such a video to show you.
Oh, no, thank you.
And a resume and a scrapbook.
On that note.
Now, we had our hot manager, Denise, who happens to be my hot, lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote down a bunch of questions, and I want to play. We put them in a bowl, and they're just like, I told her to make them X-rated, not XXX rated, because there's a difference. Anybody
well, if
knows.
It's his wife, then you could think
they're
how
probably,
she thinks.
They're probably
pretty dirty.
Pretty X-rated.
What's the difference between X and triple X?
Triple X go, I don't know, actually.
Triple X is, I don't know, is that like more of a fisting, more of that
yeah,
disgusting shit?
Yeah.
X is more of like, I'm going to show you my penis going in there.
Right.
But I won't show any spooge.
There
it's
you
like
go.
Playboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Playboy Channel versus like, you know,
right. No penetration.
Spice.
No penetration. These questions are no penetration.
That's my favorite part.
I like how she said spice.
Spice rating.
But we've, Rob, Desi, cool. We've had like, in the last like 6 months or so, we've had a lot of listeners like that have just joined the bandwagon and jumped on our crazy ass show. And they probably don't know a lot about us, you know, and this may be a good time and then as vice versa. Langdon, we have Langdon here, and we Langdon and I and us, we have the same, like a lot of listeners that listen to Langdon Nation.
Absolutely. We are so lucky
listen
to share
to the
a lot
podcast,
of, yeah.
You know? So it's like, I think this would be a good time for our core listeners to get to know us.
It's like a family touchy feely.
Exactly.
Just a, you know, get to know us on a deeper,
thank you,
kinder,
a deeper,
gentler level.
Exactly.
This song in the background while you guys are talking like that's
sounds
making it real
weird.
Romantic.
Sounds a little weird. No.
Like the Oddcast and Langdon Nation are going to have sex.
Let's
yeah. Like the shows are like.
That would
know?
Be the best crossover show ever.
That would be interesting. To bring Double D
and Mary.
Else. Yeah, and everybody
yeah.
Else, please. Now
Margie.
let's get some a girl voice on the mic. Can we have Dan? Do you mind if we have your girl read off the questions, and we'll just go around the room and we'll just answer the questions one by one, whatever comes out of the thing. If you feel you need to tap out, you can tap out.
We can tap out.
You can tap out.
Oh, so it's almost like
out,
a dare, Dusty.
Yeah, you can tap out and you just can't answer any more questions. You're out. You're done.
Is there a safe word like? Funyuns?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon is my face safe word.
Mine was watermelon, but no relation. So, Sarah, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have Sarah, beautiful, lovely Sarah. We're going to have her read off the questions just from a bowl, and we all have to answer these questions just to get let our listeners know who the hell we are.
Wow. So, Sarah, oh, God.
Yeah, she
go.
Has our life in her hands right now.
Okay, so who's... going first.
Let go of my balls, Sarah. Let go of my balls.
We'll start with Langdon and we'll just go around the room.
Ooh.
Langdon's our special guest. He gets first answer out of all the questions.
Okay. So, if you woke up a billionaire tomorrow, what is the first thing you would buy?
Oh, that's nice.
That's not sexual.
No, hey, no. You know.
I would pay for my dad's house, my brother's house, and my sister's house.
Oh, that's sweet. Aww. Robert, what about you?
I'd take a trip.
Yep.
Woohoo. Where?
To Europe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Europe's a good one. I'd buy a house. I'd definitely
Smart.
Buy a house.
I'd buy all my close friends and family houses and open a business and run a whole radio station.
Oh, hey.
I'd invest in and build a whole empire. Brat. Sorry, I'm not buying a house or going on a trip. I'll do that later.
Fuck yeah.
You will look so good as Empress of your empire.
Oh, yes.
What? I can pitch you in Jimmy Choo.
Mm-hmm. Hail to the yeah. What would you do
what about
Alfie?
You?
I would buy Neverland and kind of expand it. like okay. beyond Michael's wildest dreams. It'd be like a funnel, like a tunnel from all four countries.
So the children could just tunnel
just
over
walk
privately.
From Haiti, where
all
you
the
are.
Children, just all of them.
It'd be like, it's a wild ride, coaster ride.
That's
There's a big surprise
Alfie.
At the end of the roller coaster.
Explosion.
It only cost me $1 billion, so it's really worth it.
What about you, Dan?
I just have a threesome. I'd have a
nice.
Help fuck a threesome. I'd have lots of big titty bitches.
Uh-huh. A thousand some.
Exactly.
This is just because you won the lottery?
100 some. Well,
yeah,
a
exactly.
billion. We're
what,
talking
what
a billion
What else would you do with money?
That's a lot of money. A billion guess, yeah. is
you
a lot.
You have as many titties as you can fit in the room.
You can fuck off $1 million in an orgy if
oh,
you have
hell
a
yeah.
billion
oh, hell
bucks.
Yeah.
Oh,
if it was high-priced enough pussy, right?
Yeah. Fuck it. Just go all out, dude. I like how you think, kids.
Thank you.
Like the cut of your jib.
The cut of your jib, sailor.
What's the next question, sweet Sarah?
Next question is, what is the kinkiest thing someone has asked you to participate in?
Huh. Langdon.
Asked me to participate in kinkiest...
Oh, shit. Here we go. He's turning red.
So, I mean, probably, in all honesty, to let him pee on me.
A lot of peeing going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably on, as far as asked. I've been told to do a few things, but as far as asked.
Ah, oh, see, asked. What do you got, Rob?
Someone asked me to wear stockings once.
Really?
I said no.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
Stockings? And just regular view, just
like
in
nylons.
Interesting. No, that's very interesting. Hmm.
I said no.
Wow. Kinkiest thing I ever did was ask Rob to wear stockings.
Please don't start that rumor.
I knew it.
No,
I knew
I'm going
it.
With Langdon, and I think I mentioned this on your show before, Langdon, that a girl asked me to pee on her.
And that's the same thing a guy asked me to pee on
yeah.
him.
And that's the kinkiest for you two?
I think so.
I can't remember. Fuck.
Okay.
I was drunk
the bar
half
is
the
high.
Time.
In this room, the bar is high.
Yeah. I've had sex with two sisters, but they didn't touch each other during
Ooh.
The sex. Like, it was... I wish they
that's
did.
Amazing.
I really
I've
wanted them to.
I've had sex with a sister and a brother.
Really?
Wow.
That's she, one
See, that's not kicking it right.
Well, not at the same time.
Damn. Oh, wait. No, I was at the same time in the same room.
Dusty wins, baby. Oh,
yeah.
Dusty
you
wins.
Win,
at the same
you
room.
Win,
time.
Win.
But luck, if they touched each other, it would have been the story would have been so much better. But they didn't touch each other. They like I would do one, and then the other one would be playing with herself, and then we'd switch. It was never no touching of them, and I was just like, oh, please. And I don't want to initiate it because I don't want to kill the whole mood. You'd let the girls do their thing. So.
You should have. Oh, man, you should have
yeah,
made that happen.
I tried, man, but it was fun. It was fun. Alfie?
It's pee. It really
pee.
Is. Yeah.
Oh,
it's weird.
No.
Again, it's weird.
What is it with peeing? Yeah.
Girls love to pee on things.
That's interesting,
I guess
dude.
Does.
So the girl wanted to pee on you, Alf?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And did you let her?
It was in the shower, yeah. Whatever.
Fuck it. Seriously, right? Why not?
What about Damn. R. Kelly really made that golden shower popular, didn't he? Shit.
We're really like, finally, a brother that speaks my language.
Exactly. See? Peeing. Dan?
The kinkiest thing I've been asked to do, I've had neighbors who want to have a, you know, swap, have a little orgy, a foursome.
Uh-huh.
I've never been asked to pee on anyone.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, my wife isn't looking, I'll pee on her in the shower. But,
forgot
but
to mention I do that.
Classic. What's the next question, sweet Sarah?
Thanks a lot.
Sarah's his wife, by the way.
She peed on me in the shower.
Oh.
Just kind of one of those things we do at Langdon Nation. Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with someone outside your race?
Oh, I think I'm the actual poster child for that concept.
Nice.
I typically date African-American men.
Really?
But I think I've dated every race on the planet that I know of.
Interesting. Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wait. You stayed.
Have you ever
well, dated or just had sex with?
Same thing?
Bang.
Same thing, I guess.
a date last 5 minutes.
Well, my boyfriend's white, so I'm not Hispanic, so I guess that counts.
Yep, I think you have. Yeah, I definitely have. Definitely. Desi?
Russian? I don't know if that's different right now.
Mm.
That's it?
White?
Well, you're Latina.
You're white and Mexican.
I've done Mexican and white. I've never done anything else.
Like Indian, Asian.
No chocolate.
I've never done Asian.
No chocolate.
Oh, I did
no chocolate.
I'm going to put myself on that list. It's a short list.
You could.
I like foreigners.
Basically, if you have a bucket list, you could do it with Alfie right now.
I am a foreigner. I'm a South African foreigner.
Seriously, born out of this country.
Yeah, Congo.
You can kill two birds, one stone.
And he's a darkie.
African.
I guess I'm going to fuck it. I guess I'll have to add it to my list. Yeah. I'll take one for the team.
Oh, I love Desi.
Wear them down.
Alfie, have you ever slept outside your race?
Oh, yeah.
Fat white girls.
See, I had a goal, though. I mean, you just sail them to where you want to go. But anyways. like every continent. That's my thing. Every continent. So I'm there.
Love me some white girls.
Yeah. Latina, Russian,
and
European.
Latinas. Oh.
Jesus. I love foreigners. That's just my thing. If like I've
yes, foreigners.
Some of the girls I've gone out with like were like Russian, mm-hmm. French. A guy I dated was Russian. I don't know what it is with the Russians. I always end up getting them, and I'm like, oh yes, talk to me in that Russian voice. Well, the girls at least sound sexy.
Yeah.
When they talk.
Like, yeah, yes. I have to agree with that.
Boris and Natasha.
There's a reason why the mail order brides is based.
I think you have some Russians walking by right here. Literally,
there you go.
Really,
you see Langdon?
Those are Russian people.
They're all looking in here. Like, what's going on in there?
They've all told their friends.
The Russian mafia is outside my door.
What are the pink polka dots?
It's a little more vulgar than normal.
I don't like it.
Danny, there is a faggot in there, but you know what? There's a lot of heterosexuals and two blacks. So
just get with it.
We're gonna keep walking.
Just deal with it.
But we're coming back later for the faggot. there's two faggots. Two for one. Two for one. America great.
What about you, Dan?
Well, I guess technically double. I'm mixed Hispanic and white.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've boned white chicks and I've boned Hispanic chicks. So, yeah.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no black chicks, no Asian chicks.
No Asians?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, he says in front of
us.
Not yet. No.
I love it, dude. I love it. And I love you I love your wife even more as you do.
As you
so
say
cool.
that.
What do you got, Sarah?
All right. If you were a cartoon, what cartoon character would you like to have sex with the most?
Oh, shit. We talked about that, huh?
That is so funny that came up spontaneously on Langdon Nation.
Wow.
I think it's twofold. One is Speed Racer. I would absolutely, because when I was little. I would have sex with the Mach 5. I would. Oh, come on. Men, you've never wanted to have sex with your car?
No.
No. Ever since I saw Christine, I've wanted to have sex with my car. I do. I talk to my car. His name is Sam. Sam the Volvo.
Ah.
I rub him. If like I'm at a stoplight, I have my hand like around the wooden, because it's like a wooden dash and a wooden thing in the middle console. And I like rub him.
Do you give him a hand job on the stick shift? Like if
How did you know that?
Me and Sam talk, dog. I know.
Damn. No, I wouldn't have sex with the car. But I had a thing for Speed Racer, I think, as a kid, which is odd because he's Caucasian. And there haven't been many in my life. So few that I actually call them my occasional Caucasians.
Nice.
But Cage is a black superhero. I don't know if you know who he is.
Mm-mm.
So Cage was someone from my adolescence. That
Interesting. Really?
Yeah, Google Cage.
Why does he like to watch that show all the time?
He's going to be a superhero.
What about you, Rob?
I think I'd have to go with Cyclops from the X-Men.
Cyclops from the X-Men. Really?
Yeah. Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
Explain, please. Why Cyclops?
Because he was tall and in charge, and he had that thing on his face.
Interesting.
So that way Robert didn't feel so bad, because he's got the thing on his face right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me about
the
that.
The pimple.
Anytime, baby.
Sure. I'm going to go with, I said this before, but Jessica Rabbit was one hot bitch. Jessica Rabbit was one hot bitch, and some of this anime I'm seeing now, I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my goodness.
It's a whole new level.
Yeah.
They're hot. Anime chicks are hot.
Thank you.
I'm sorry,
thank
hands
you.
Down.
Tim loves anime.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised he's not straight, because there's so much
hot
crotch and fucking big ass.
I like
exactly. the boobs.
The girls' boobs in video games bounce and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like when they're fighting, like, hi, on. You see their boobies, like, boom. It's like, why does she have a nipple?
There's always naked chicks in them, no matter what. Even if it's a little. Even if it seems really juvenile as far as the show goes.
Well, you know, I love when the girl does something like a little provocative and then she goes.
Exactly right. Like, I know. Her skirt blows up.
these girls' boobs pop open for no reason. And they're like, oh my God.
No, my son started with Pokemon and all that. And he's really into anime. And for some, I thought I'd sit down with him, have a chat with him. Like, what are you so into anime about? We pop a DVD in. And I'm like, oh shit, okay. Start rubbing. Hold on. Daddy's going to borrow this DVD real quick. I'm telling you, man. That anime is the shit, dude. What about you, Desi?
I'm going to have Tim give you some suggestions.
I'm going to change mine from, I said Daphne last time for Scooby-Doo, but I'd probably do Wonder Woman as well.
Ooh.
She seems very dominant.
That's a good
one. That bitch would throw me around. I'm like, okay. Yes, please.
That's a good one.
Oh, you know who'd be a good one, too? Fred from Scooby-Doo.
I like Fred,
really?
Too.
Really? With the ascot. He's going to give it up.
Yeah.
Fred? Fred.
The blonde.
I don't see you as a Fred guy.
Fred, I would have sex with Scooby.
Tall white guy?
Yeah.
Scooby is the sexiest one on that show.
Right?
Shaggy.
The dog?
Yeah, because Shaggy is wasted. Shaggy would be like, you want to fuck? Because he ate some hash.
You mean Corey Pearman?
You know, right? Corey would just like pass out. Corey's from the Raging Peanuts, our house band on the show. And big stoner, we love him, but I cannot imagine having sex with like that with someone who smoked that much weed. So I'd have to have sex with Scooby.
Yeah, damn.
Show.
Wow. What you got, Alfie?
I'm still sticking to Chitara or She-Ra.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I think it's a threesome with those two. Those two are just. I need them.
Both at the same time.
Yes. Couple anime chicks. What about you, Dan?
I love Psylocke. X-Men fans?
Okay. See,
oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Psylocke. She was fucking amazing. Big titties. You know.
You like big titties, don't
Hell,
you?
Look, I love big titties.
Yep.
Look at his wife.
I know.
Look at those girls.
Tickle bitties.
Dark hair, big titties. That's all you need.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm a happy man.
Seriously, right? That's it? That's all I need? Speaking of big titties, Sarah?
If you could have sex with one celebrity, who would it be?
Only one?
Only one, Al.
This is not fair. Okay, let's see. Dule Hill. Hill Harper.
Who are these people?
Denzel Washington. Okay. Lenny Kravitz. Maxwell.
We said one, Langdon.
I'm
Jesus.
Going. I have the mental Rolodex going in my head.
Gotcha.
Sigourney Weaver.
Really?
No, you're
really?
Bullshitting.
Ripley?
I would absolutely have sex with Sigourney
You would
Weaver.
Fuck Sigourney Weaver.
Wait, Sigourney Weaver from now or Sigourney
or 88.
Weaver from then?
Oh, from 30 years ago.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. So, not to... would I have sex with? Who would I have sex with? Do we have a chance of falling in love?
No.
Nah.
Okay, so it's just sex. Hot sex?
Yeah. Hot sex, that's
it's
it.
It's just hot animalistic...
Yeah.
Tyson Beckford.
Interesting choice.
Done deal.
Tyson. What about you, Rob?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Who is that? I don't even know who that Chris is.
Evans. It's Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh,
Captain
sorry. America.
The right. Flaming Man.
The chiseled face.
The Flaming Man.
Or the Human Torch. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you, Langdon. It's really hard to pick one.
There's so many fine ones, right?
Fuck. If I had to do one right now. Just right now, just being hot, it's 2011. I don't know her name, but she was the chicken avatar.
The black
she
one?
Was the black chicken avatar. Oh. And
Zoe Saldana.
Yes. Who said that?
Right Alfie.
Yes. She's in a couple other movies right now. Like
Colombiana.
Do you want to do hot. Her or her as an avatar?
She was in Takers.
I think to make it crazy, I do her in an avatar. Because if
blue.
You saw that movie, she had a nice ass. Like
she was gorgeous.
Oh, Avatar was yeah.
And her body's part of carbon fiber, and she's like 10 feet tall. So you could put yourself in her vagina, literally.
Dang. Yeah, you literally could go for a nice day hike in her vagina. Oh,
I would love to go. Zoe Saldana, that's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll Google. Probably connect her ponytail to her penis and just kind of work it like.
Damn. Never had
an
that
animal
done.
With 10 tongues.
Never had that done. But I would love to. Another beautiful family walking by in Langdon Nation.
Oh my God!
As
all the
we
children.
Talk about Zoe Saldana's vagina
on their baby walk,
wave at the little beautiful baby. Hi,
sorry. They can hear us.
Keep walking.
They can hear us. Just no one say fuck that baby. It's an expression from our show.
You already did.
Oops.
What about you, Desi Des?
Well, it's hard. Girls are guys. But I'm going to go with a girl. I'm going to say Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
She's sexy. I've seen her in
so
a few movies. Like,
hot.
Fuck. That girl's
voluptuous. Yeah, very. Just, like,
she would do you
the
bad.
Avengers with Chris Evans as Captain America.
Ooh, and she's got nice lips, too. I mean, she's just beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot. Definitely hot. What about you, Alf?
Sofia Vergara.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you just made me choke on my beer. She's fucking hot, dog.
He's lying. He just
like,
came.
She's like almost 50.
Oh, yeah, Sophia so. Is so
hot.
Fucking
so,
hot. Colombian,
so
right?
So exotic.
So Colombian.
Oh.
And she's kind of dumb, too.
I don't care. I love.
Again, breast ass. I'm, no brain work. What do you want me to do?
Seriously, oh. I got to say fuck Alfie because that was my answer.
Really? No shit.
Sophia Vergara.
She's hot,
no
right?
question asked.
Oh,
hottest
Jesus,
celebrity.
I know.
Seriously.
I'm surprised I didn't think of her either. She's hot.
I'm, that's messed up.
Yeah.
She's
was
mine.
She the one in Soul Plane?
No, she's no.
Who's
in Modern
the one
Family.
In Soul
she was
Plane.
In Four Brothers.
The There's another Latin.
You ever seen that show Modern Family?
Modern Family.
Yeah, I know
seriously,
who she is. I know exactly
Modern
who
Family.
She is.
I amazing.
No, I don't remember Soul Plane because I was doing things.
Uh-huh. But so. I was getting confused with this other. I always get her confused with this other Latin actress.
I think I know who you're talking about. I'm
yeah,
trying to think of her
we'll
name.
Go together. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
We'll what a,
and you? So you're
Sophia?
Sophia
Vergara. Easily, easy.
Two for Sophia.
No question asked.
So if there wow. was a study going on, like Sophia Vergara would be the hottest chick in the world.
Exactly.
Like if they just did a study in this house right now.
Yeah. And
wow.
no one said J-Lo.
I like, you know what?
No.
Well, she's supposed to be the prettiest woman in the world.
No.
No.
No. No. Sorry. No.
I,
that's
I
what
would
People
Magazine
said.
I would bite the bullet and I would hit
oh,
that.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot the magazine reader.
You guys
she doesn't
know.
Have any boobs.
I don't care.
She's got nothing.
You know what? You guys know that I love MILFs and I love J-Lo.
She is a good MILF.
Yeah, she is. I didn't like her. There was about a 3-year span where I was like, yeah, J-Lo's whack. There's a lot of new fish in the sea. But J-Lo stood tall and proud, and I'm sorry, J-Lo's hot.
She's still tight. Oh,
oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Beyonce is now a MILF.
Oh, yes. She,
so
oh.
I could probably do a little Beyonce.
Spank, bank.
She'd be, she's my number 3.
Jesus.
Who's your number 2?
Did anybody like Rihanna here?
Jessica Alba.
No.
Ooh, ooh. Jessica Alba's a good one. But
in
yes,
heartbeat.
I like Rihanna too.
I like Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
What do you got, Sarah? What's the next one, baby?
Also would have sex with Sophia Vergara.
Good shit, Sarah.
Wow.
Hello.
Good for you.
All right. If you had to have sex with one person in this room, who
oh.
would it be?
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, I'm taking the 5th.
Wow. You know,
if I had, oh,
Langdon,
myself.
You cannot.
Langdon,
there's no 5th.
There's
Langdon's
no chicks in here, and
out.
One's my brother.
Langdon's tapping out.
I mean,
wow.
Okay, wait. If I tap out, I don't get to play the game anymore.
No, you have to answer.
You have no, but you, good. You have
if
to
I
answer.
Had to,
you have to answer.
If, gun to your head.
It would be the guest in the green shirt because he's cute and he's shy.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
And he's got piercings in all kind of places.
Wow. What's his name?
Yeah, he's a Prince
Ronnie.
Albert.
It'd be Ronnie.
Dude. And he
oh,
has a Prince
blushing.
Albert.
Look
and
it.
He's he's pierced down there too.
He.
Yeah.
He has a Prince Albert.
He has a Prince Albert, officially.
Wow.
He announced it on our show.
You scored, Langdon. Langdon, yeah. You scored.
Damn.
He would go. Be my next occasional Caucasian.
Robert, if you had to.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm in Candyland. Who do I pick?
I'll go with the half black guy.
Word!
Oh, which
just
one?
Just because I haven't done that
I don't
want
to get picked last. I want to be like the lottery pick.
Because I haven't done that yet.
Racist?
I've had Hispanic guys before, sorry.
Okay. Well, me, process of elimination. Let's see. I don't want to I don't want to catch anything from Desi.
You're
so.
Fucking
No, but it would definitely have to be Sarah. Sarah's very hot. I, you know. That's my answer. What about
now
you?
Now you have to
I'm
fight
going with
Dan
Sarah.
After the show.
See, but fuck Sarah, Sarah too, Desi.
Two for Sarah.
Nice.
Oh,
hey.
Damn.
Nice.
Alfie?
You know, it's a hard... Can I do threesomes?
I believe you can. I think you can
Destiny
choose.
Destiny or Sarah?
I think it'd be Destiny.
Uh-oh.
Destiny and Sarah. Yeah.
Well,
I write my own rules. I'm a renegade.
Process of elimination, Dan?
I would go home and fuck the shit out of Sarah Marquez. Facebook Sarah Marquez. Friend her, fuck her. Sarah Marquez.
Good answer.
You guys are
going to
be together forever,
well.
Dude. Trust me.
I know, right?
You guys are like me and my girl. You guys are going to be together forever. Go ahead, Sarah.
When was the first time you gave and received oral sex?
Ah, Langdon.
Probably like the summer between 5th and 6th grade, I think, with my semi-fake cousins.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't.
Oh,
they were like
cousins.
Really
gotcha.
Good friends of the family, and
uh-huh.
so we called each other uncle. Like I called them uncle, you know. But they weren't really. So the kids were not really my cousins.
Uh huh.
And so Todd, my cousin, he was like 2 years older. I was like, hey, you want to suck this? I'm like, oh, why should I do that? And he's like, it'll feel good. And then, you know, I could do it to you. And so, yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
So that was my first time with a man.
Damn. Robert.
It was when I was 21.
Yeah, Robert started late.
Yeah.
Gave and receive at the same in the same.
Yeah.
Wow. You just jumped in there. I was just I'm diving in.
Well, that was the first thing you do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I was and this is why I don't want to leave my kids alone for any fucking second, but my mom and her friend used to go out drinking and they would leave me. I was 11 and I think her daughter, my mom's friend's daughter, who was like 10 or something like that. And yeah, basically after being left alone for like three times in a row, we were like, hey, I think I said, hey, you want to put your mouth on this? She ended up, yeah, she ended up putting her mouth on it. And that was about 11. And as far as eating pussy, it was about 5 years later. Like when I really got it, because you know, us black guys, we kind of like, we're kind of scared, you know. But now I love deep pussy. Love
deep pussy. That's like, what's the pussy of the day?
Yeah, it's beautiful. But it was about 15 or 16 when I ate pussy. Jesse?
Receiving it for the first time from a girl I was 17. It was really uncomfortable because she kind of just like, we were making out and I had never done anything with anyone. She kind of just like got in front of me and started taking my pants off. Hello. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? And she's like looking at me like, you know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she just like did it. And I remember just like, I was just like, oh my God, what are you doing? And then giving it, I think it was 18. I actually didn't do it to her. She just wanted to, she liked my body. So she just wanted to taste, I guess.
Hello.
And then the taste first time with a guy, I was like 18. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even like it.
Damn.
Do you like it now?
No, not really. Really? I'd rather go down on a girl than go down on a guy.
Wowzer. Interesting. Alfie.
Unless I'm in a relationship with the person for a long time, then I'll do that. Huh. You know what I mean? We're together. Okay, I'm comfortable. But I don't randomly do it with people I'm dating, especially with guys. Girls, it's a different story.
Yeah, she'll eat a pussy out of
But I have to know the girl at least. There's no one-nighter standards. You don't know what the fuck's been down.
Kind of like she knows Sarah. I know you for 2 hours. Oh, let's go hang out and eat each other.
You guys are good friends. That's all I'm saying.
Good call, dude.
You're on Facebook together.
You guys are
officially friends, okay?
Facebook makes everything official.
Alfie, what do you got, man?
I think I was 16. Yeah, 16 when I got head. And then I think I was 16 too. Yeah, yeah. Same girl. Yeah.
But not the same session?
Not the same session. Mm-hmm. A week apart.
Yeah.
So she gave you some dome action first, and then you went down. So what is it like for a guy that first time when they're thinking, because I'm imagining first there's a finger and then there's a hand and you're like, oh, that's a pussy.
Yeah.
And you must be like so thrilled.
Yeah.
And then
you're popping, the smell is all like, right? What's going on?
Yeah.
Is that what it's
she
like
gonna
for
say
you guys?
Stop, can I do this?
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm wondering. If you guys are, and you, I know you, you guys are just going to push it, right? You're pushing the limit,
They keep pulling our hand up, we keep going down. They keep pulling our hand up, we keep going down.
I
keep
knew it.
Going down.
I love my straight for
20 no's and one yes is a yes.
The first time
that's the ratio.
Exactly.
Eventually she'll say right?
She gets too tired.
No means yes, and no yes means anal.
No means yes means anal.
And then you like break it down like I've locked the doors, like, slash your tires. And
what about you, Dan?
First time I went down on a girl was 15. First time I got was 16.
15, 16. So right around the same. So guys start around 15, 16. That's,
old school.
That's about average. Yeah, age. Now they're fucking a 12 years old, 11, 10.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Giving's scary. Better than receiving.
Scary. All right, we have a few more minutes. So, Sarah, why don't you give us one more good question, let's see.
The last one is, what is your ultimate sexual fantasy?
Good one to end it with. Good one to end it with. Once again, Langdon, I have to pick one?
Fuck. Oh, okay, but will you edit this out?
Hell no. Nope.
This is all live.
No.
Oh, that's right. You guys are on Air FM.
No.
We left Air FM. I'm not used to being live. Fucking A. Okay, fine. But don't tell anyone.
Okay, we won't. It's just us.
Okay, Oddcast listeners, we really hope you listen to Langdon Nation, but don't judge me. Okay, it would be like a rape, maybe half police.
Yeah.
Oh, we've heard. We're not surprised.
It would either be a rape / police / prison fantasy with all my favorite African American celebrities or people.
Interesting.
Fuck!
That's he said it.
As part of Langdon Nation.
I feel less than.
So Denzel, Tyson.
Oh, there's so many. Lenny, I mean, the list could keep going.
All those guys.
The list could keep going.
If you get accosted in an alley by a group of black men.
happen.
Oh, and I tried to take that to trial? That's just because I needed to pay some bills. It's not because I was upset at all.
You notice he lives by a lot of alleys.
I'm quite offended you didn't mention me, Langdon.
Uh-oh.
Dude, I'm over you now. I was in love with Dan, and I thought I had a chance with him, you know, when there was this whole kind of conspiracy on our show. You know, I kicked him off the island, basically, and he's back, and he's in our good graces, but... No,
black
now,
guys.
Well, because there's the occasional Latino. Like, Isai and I had a little flirty flirt action. Isai Morales.
Oh, really?
But, no, Isai. I love you like a brother now, Dan. And not like a brother that I would have sex with for a porn brother but, in Valley Village or Studio City, but truly like a brother.
What about you, Rob? What's your ultimate fantasy?
Oh, geez. I'm going to say the elevator.
The elevator, huh?
Elevator.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
See what that would be like.
Okay.
We better be quick. Mine is, put it on stop. Yeah.
Mine is just laying down and let a bunch of chicks squirt on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe pregnant girl maybe in there.
I guess just pregnant women are hot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There may be a prego in there. Little extra
I think
squirt.
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
So, yeah, squirt rocks. Go ahead, Des.
Mine's going to be pretty close. Well, except for the guys in the jail and the police, but rape. just a girl or a guy pretty much just being aggressive and dominant and just rape pretty
nice.
Much. I don't know. Is that weird?
Nope. Chalk one up for rape.
That's awesome.
it's just the whole dominance thing. You know what I mean? It's like you're taking control. It's more of a turn on. It's like, I don't know.
I agree. Holla. I love that.
Yeah. Holla.
I'm just going to say, Dusty, I think that could be a t-shirt for the Oddcast.
What's that?
Chalk one up for rape. I don't know. If you guys were looking for a tagline,
there
like,
you go.
I'm your PR guy.
Nice.
I'm
I like that. Alfie, what about you, man?
It's always been like doing a girl in the supermarket while she's shopping. Like,
interesting.
I've seen a video like that, but gay.
Oh. Well, that's why I haven't seen it.
There you go.
So. Yeah, but they're like in the grocery store at the end of an aisle, and you could see people walking around in the background.
What?
Yeah.
And they're shopping.
Oh, okay.
These two guys are going at
they
it.
They do that in Europe a lot. Like, seriously. Yeah.
I'm
Ask
European
Michael Rutt. What about you, Dan?
I'm a simple man with simple needs. Me, Sarah, and Sofia Vergara.
There you go. Good call.
Insert any other hot Latina woman.
On that note, should we get the fuck out of here?
I think it's that time.
Thank you, Langdon, for hanging out with the Oddcast. Where can we check you out, man?
Obviously, you know, on iTunes, Langdon Nation, or obviously LangdonNation.com. You can find us. You can Twitter us, Langdon Nation. Or
now, some of our listeners are literate. Can you spell your name for us?
LANGDON.
Nation.
Nation.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Alfie and
Thank
Dan, for coming to hang out.
Thank you.
And beautiful Sarah for reading off the questions.
Thank you.
We have to do this again, guys. Seriously.
Let's make it a regular deal.
Yes.
A show.
And check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
ARFM live at ARFM.com.
And Woo! The iTunes. And don't forget theoddcastshow@gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter at Desi Talk.
And you. Don't forget to send us a voicemail at 567-69-469-69.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a real number.
It's a real number. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.